So, this is my first podcast, and I obviously am new to this, so probably won't be a huge expert at this, but wanted to try it out and tell my story. Well, not my story, but a hypothetically story. We're gonna say hypothetically, quotation marks. Yeah, it is currently 12:37 a.m. and I can't sleep, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make a podcast just because. So we're gonna start off with saying that this was the summer of we're just gonna say 2018, right? Summer of 2018. My story contains about a couple, okay, a relationship, and we're gonna name the girl, we're gonna name the girl Saray, okay, and we're gonna name the guy, Michael. Okay, so Saray and Michael. Alright, so let's just say that Michael met Saray online, okay? So they pursue their relationship through texting, social media, etc. They then took it to the next level and were committed to a relationship, which I would say was about a year. Let's say it's about a year, okay? So the relationship lasts about a year. Not technically, but about around there, okay? Throughout this relationship, I can't talk right now. Keep in mind that it's not all rainbows and butterflies. Let's say this Saray chick is psycho, okay? She's just plain out psycho. And we're not gonna say Michael's perfect in anyways. We're not gonna, you know, like throw Saray under the bus and say, you know, Michael's this perfect person and all this, but we're gonna just say that Saray was, a very manipulative, toxic person, okay? So she came off as, throughout the relationship, you know, she constantly wanted to be the center of attention, you know, as if Michael had no other priorities but her. If Michael wanted to hang out with his friends, you know, just have a day with his friends, she would not allow that. She would be like, why don't you want to see me? Or why can't I go with you? You know, just constantly want to be clinged to him. And you know, a relationship like that, it's just very, it's going to come off as very toxic as one another. And it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to function, you know, as one person does not put in, one person cannot understand the other person. It's just not going to work. And you know, I'm not going to say as like, I know, you know, how a relationship works, because I don't. And I'm just saying, you know, from my perspective, like I said, this is all hypothetically. And let's see, and then throughout the relationship that happens, and a couple months later, Saray wants to meet Michael's parents, alright? So keep in mind, Michael, this is a relationship that's been, I think, 5 months, you know? Let's just say 5 months. And Michael is slowly starting to, you know, his feelings are starting to grow out. They're not the same from when he first met her, just because of the way she is and how she just acts, you know. And let's say Saray, we're gonna say that she's 17 at the time, or no, let's say she's 16 at the time. Michael is 21, okay? So there's a pretty big gap difference right there. So she's still in high school, immature, you know, doesn't know what an adult is, obviously hasn't experienced adult life, hasn't been out in the world, and so she expects all these things from Michael, which he's 21, okay? And 5 months into the relationship, you know, she's wanting to meet Michael's parents. And as like I said, Michael was slowly starting to distance himself. But she's so, once again, manipulative and will constantly bribe at him, throw things at him and all this stuff. So eventually, you know, as a guy, I don't think he would constantly want to hear that from him. So then he brings the girl over to the house, okay? Brings the girl over to the house, but, you know, him bringing her, he obviously doesn't have this huge happy smile on his face, because, you know, what guy would want to bring a girl and meet his parents when he doesn't have these feelings here? And you would think, you know, why didn't he just say no, blah blah blah, why didn't he just get out of the relationship, da da da. But we're just gonna keep it simple that she was just crazy and would not take no as an answer. So the day comes, you know, she meets the parents, everything goes well. We're gonna say that Michael's family doesn't like her, okay? Just because of how she acts towards Michael, how she is, and how she controls him. So the family doesn't like her already, but she's wanting to meet the parents. Family acts as if, you know, she's not there, but won't say anything to her just to keep things mutual. So she's there, meets the parents, gets that over with. Michael then takes her home. Next day comes, and, you know, things are still a little iffy. So then Michael, you know, just, it's like not a, they're not constantly seeing each other as if they were the past few months. They would be constantly seeing each other, right? But now after that, it's been like once a week, barely any texting, all this, da da da. Alright, so we're gonna fast forward. And sorry if this isn't making any sense. I'm honestly just trying to put all these things in my head together and summarize the whole story, okay? Whole story I came up with, let's say. Alright, let's fast forward to 4 more months later. Okay. So this is gonna be a little bit weird. But okay. So first of all, family doesn't like her. So, you know, doesn't agree with the relationship. Tells Michael to get out once he can. But as Saray, like, the longer the relationship is lasting, Saray is wanting to not let him go. So she's doing everything she can to not let him go, whether it's making excuses on why she's not feeling well for him to see her, you know, every other excuse you can come up with. Being Michael, he is a really easy person to easily just take, like, Saray, like, take her back, as in, like, okay, doesn't make her feel good, doesn't want to break her heart, doesn't want to see her cry. So as she knew the relationship 4 months later, she knew the relationship was already, you know, falling apart, so that's what she did not want. So she asked Michael to meet her, and keep in mind, Saray doesn't drive, okay? So Michael's constantly, you know, driving almost 20 minutes to see her every day. And she takes advantage of that. So she'll, like, keep on taking advantage of Michael. You know, ask her to go places, ask him to take her places, ask him to do this for her. And throughout the whole relationship, she's not putting any effort, not putting any money towards him, towards his expenses, or any of that. So in a relationship, you would think the guy pays for everything, right? You know, it's the right thing for a guy to do. But it's also, you know, when another person is in a relationship, you also have to give that back, whether you're the girl or the guy. It has to be equal. You can't just constantly expect the guy to pay every time. So Saray thinks it's okay for Michael to pay for everything, movies, dinner, you name it. So Saray doesn't give any, you know, any feedback to like what Michael's doing to her. You know, she'll constantly be not even, she'll, sorry, that probably didn't make sense, but she won't give in to Hank. She won't be any great, like, I guess he would say she won't be grateful at all, okay? So she's not being grateful towards what he's doing and won't be appreciative most of the time. So she hasn't paid for anything, right? Does, like, is being completely spoiled. And yeah, girls like to be spoiled once in a lifetime. Not once in a lifetime. What am I saying? They do like to be spoiled every once in a while. But they can't expect for the guy to constantly be doing it for the rest of life. Okay. So Saray doesn't think about it, doesn't think of paying for Michael, at least, you know, throughout the whole relationship from the about a year. Okay. So then, I lost track. What was I saying? Oh yeah, okay. Back to when they were gonna meet up, because Saray obviously knew the whole relationship was falling apart. So as manipulative as Saray is, she meets up with him, okay? They're in his truck, and she decides to just completely just, like, cry, okay? So she's, like, broken. I don't know what she's saying at the time, but she's broken, okay? So she's crying, trying to make Michael feel about it. And Michael's a type of person where his emotions don't easily bring, like, the best of him, okay? So it's really hard for him to get emotional and actually his feelings get to him. So he's just there on his phone, you know, just not paying attention to her, because she's obviously, like, her hands are towards her face, so they're covering her face, so she's crying. So Michael's just on his phone, you know, like, doesn't really care, because he had already, you know, his feelings had gone away. So throughout the talk, they talk about the relationship and why he's not the same and why he's not caring as much, da da da. So next day comes, he comes over to her house, okay? And keep in mind, she's on birth control. So you would think she's been on birth control for a year. So you would think that she knows when to take her pills, what days in the week, okay? You would think so, you know, because she's this huge smart person. She comes out as a smart person, okay? All right, so then, you know, they're there just, and we're gonna say this was before the meetup, so sorry if that got a little bit confusing, but we're gonna say this was before the meetup. And so they would obviously, you know, do it a couple of times, and they obviously wouldn't use a condom, because Michael knows that she's on birth control. You know, what would be the use of it after a whole year of her being on birth control? What would be the outcome, you know? So her being her, honestly, I have no other way to say it, just being her, decides to tell Daniel, let's do it, okay? She was pursuing Michael to do it, and Michael was constantly saying no, like, I don't want to, like, I obviously came here just to be with you because you said you weren't feeling well. And that's what she exactly said, she wasn't feeling well, but yet she wanted to do it. And she told Michael that, you know, that she wants to, like, if he really loved her, he would do it with her. But Michael obviously didn't love her no more, but he obviously didn't want to tell her that at the moment, because he didn't want to deal with the whole situation at the time, because he was obviously going through other stuff too, you know, not just her, but other stuff. So him knowing that she's on birth control, they do it, okay? Unprotected, no condoms, nothing, okay? And this was at the time where she knew that the relationship was falling apart. Okay, so you would put two and two together and be like, all right, so she wants to do it, but she knows the relationship is falling apart. So, you know, I would think maybe, okay, she knows it's going to be the last time. She just wants to do it. But no, she obviously had a huge, 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 huge different idea in her head. 2 weeks later, we're going to say 2 weeks later. I don't know, week, 2 weeks, whatever. Go by and he gets a text from her saying that she's pregnant, okay? And, you know, Michael's freaking out because they did it while she was on birth control. She had said it was so confidently saying that she's on birth control. Why would she, you would think, you know, why would she be stupid enough to do it? Why would she be that dumb? You know, you would think she would use some common sense and some knowledge and do it. Like, come on, she's 16, okay? She's 16, why would she want to have a kid? So Michael's freaking out, all this, and as a guy, you know, he asked her to abort the kid, okay? You know, he obviously wasn't thinking, but he asked to, if she would be up to that option. She said no, that she wasn't gonna do that, da da da. And so he said, okay, adoption, right? So he mentioned the adoption, and she said, I don't remember what she had said, okay, but Michael just wasn't, you know, wanting to deal with the whole stuff because he just wasn't ready to take that big step in his life just yet. So, days go by and, you know, the word abortion comes up. He then talks to her more about it on why it would be more convenient because she's obviously not stable financially in life, okay? She's coming off as a, the family's just in poverty, okay? And obviously he's working out of state, so he can't really be here with her, fully giving her the attention that she needs. And the time that it requires to be a dad, okay? So the word abortion comes up. She agrees, okay? Keep in mind, she agrees with the abortion. So she said yes. So don't think that she didn't agree with this to come to, like, gripe at Michael and saying that he's a bad guy, that he wanted to abort his kid, da-da-da, okay? She agreed to this. I want everyone to know that. She agreed to it. Months go by, okay? So they had already broken up. They'd broken up already. Months go by, and basically fast forward to the day she gave birth, okay? She gives birth. And yeah, so the abortion never happened. A few things happened, which I won't say just because. But she has the kid, okay? She has a kid, and, you know, her and Michael had already agreed on how he would pay her monthly for the kid, okay? So he would be giving her around $300 a month, okay, for the expenses of the kid. And she agreed to that, okay? So she agreed to it. Wasn't doing anything. And keep in mind that she was really just had a lot of anger towards Michael, and I think it's just because of the fact that she had a kid and he still wouldn't stay with her, okay? This is my whole opinion on and perspective on the whole situation. She was trying to find a way to keep Michael in this toxic relationship, so she thought it would be a smart idea to get pregnant, okay? She thought that was the solution to this, but apparently obviously not, because he got out of the relationship even still yet while she had a kid, okay? So her plan obviously didn't work. I don't know what she was thinking, or, you know. So, the days go by, months go by. He agrees to pay her this amount of money. So, like I said, she just has a lot of anger towards Michael's family and towards Michael specifically, him. She decides to make a YouTube channel, okay? She decides to make a YouTube channel and posts her first video on how she got pregnant. And that's a huge, that's just like a huge, big, watch my video, you know, just like watch my video, everyone. Okay, so she's 16, right? Still a junior in high school, and wants people to watch, all the people from school watch Saray's video. Okay, that's what she wants. Well, that's what she's wanting. She makes a video, and of course it gets a lot of it's getting a lot of feedback towards the video. And she, you know, I'm sure she felt this huge confidence to start making more videos and continue the path she was going for. She continuously makes more videos, okay? Obviously, the account was just, let's just say the account was just named Saray, okay? She then thinks that when she has a kid at 16, she's obviously ready to call herself, I don't know what would be the right word, because she's obviously a mom, but she's obviously not a mom because of what she's doing, if that makes sense. So she then pursues her YouTube channel to be called The Baby's Name. So we're just gonna say The Baby's Name, okay? The Baby's Name is now the YouTube channel, because she obviously got a lot of attention from that video, and so she thought, hey, to change my YouTube channel to my kid's name, that'll work. And sure enough, people are looking at Michael as if he's the bad guy, okay? She's putting out all these hate, really, really not appropriate words about Michael, because the fact that he didn't stay with her. Big bummer. So that happened, and, you know, everyone's, oh my god, like, you're so brave for being a single mother, da 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 da, giving her so much love, okay? So much love for her and her kid. And, you know, what person wouldn't want to receive that, you know? It's a good thing, yeah. But not whenever the girl is very, very psycho, okay? Like, psycho. So, after she does her whole videos, you know, a bunch of people are starting to, you know, this was kept not a secret, but a lot of people didn't know about it just because of the fact that Michael didn't want to ruin his reputation on, you know, everyone in their town, okay? Let's just say their town, where everyone knew everyone, because it was such a small town. Saray obviously loved the attention, so of course she didn't want to keep it a secret, and decides to post her maternity pictures on her, we're gonna say social media, okay? On social media. She posts all this, and keep in mind that a bunch of people who don't usually talk to her start to comment and like her pictures all of a sudden, because what, she has a kid? Wow, big shocker. Everyone becomes her friend, you know. She's obviously keeping or receiving comments on congratulations from people who she did not speak to, okay? Who she did not speak to at all. Didn't even know this girl existed. Well, no, yeah, they knew she existed, but just not one word towards her, okay? So, the videos go around. Everyone, every single person has seen them. Michael obviously doesn't like that. You know, like, why would she... And keep in mind, okay, I'm sorry, keep in mind when she first made the video of how she got pregnant, she was talking so much trash about Michael, so many negative things, you know, throwing him and making him seem like he's this huge, big, bad guy. She would say such thing, let's say the thing she said, okay, we're gonna name one thing, just one thing out of the video. Say that she said that he was 20 or 21, that he was 21 and still living with his parents. Okay, let's get one thing straight. He's 21, working out of state, and only comes home for a week. You would have to be dumb enough to be 21 and get your own self an apartment when you're only here for a week. I mean, who would pay the expenses for an apartment for 1 week when you have a house, okay? His parents' house, just to live for free for a week, okay? So don't, you know, the thing that gets me is why would she say that he's living with his, keep in mind, he's 21 and still living with his parents. No freaking dear. I mean, who would, like I said, who would want to get an apartment, pay all these expenses just for a week when you have the opportunity to live in a house for free, okay? So that was just a stupid remark to say. But of course, you know, she's trying to make Michael seem like a bad guy and not fully giving out the details. But I'm trying to put the details in here. And after that video goes viral in this town, because once you put one thing on social media, this town will know everything. Believe me, it's that small of a town. All right, so that goes by. It's been about 5 months that he's been sending her money, but it's not obviously not enough for her. So she files child support on him. Okay, even while he was still paying her, they had this agreement, and just out of the blue, she decides to file a child support. She just files a child support charge on him, okay? And is, while they're obviously trying to come to a mutual agreement, he texts her and says, you know, the stuff that he needs to say to her. While she's requesting, okay? She's requesting $800 a month for her and her kid. $800 a month. She just believes that Michael's made out of money, that doesn't have any expenses that he needs to pay, and just, okay, the kid is his big priority. Like, yes, that should be his first priority, but he has other bills and expenses to pay. So why would he agree, okay, yeah, let me just give you $800 out of my pocket because he's a millionaire? No, that's not how it works. So child support comes, and he obviously working out of state. I'm making this long, but I'm trying to make it short. I just want to make sure you guys know all the details before you judge Michael. The child support comes, and he's working out of state, okay? Comes all the way, 10 hours away from home, okay? He comes all the way from home, and only to drive one more hour, because the child support office is an hour away from his hometown, okay? Has to drive all the way over there about 5 times already, so has to get out of work, drive 10 hours, another hour to where it's at, about 5 times. It's not obviously the same like week, it would be like months prior. Goes to the child support office, and she decides to tell the office that she's self-employed and that she doesn't have any records of her working or any of her pay. So they have no information of that, which she's completely, completely just making a fraud right there, you know? And obviously she doesn't think that through. She thinks that just because she has all these pins on Michael, she's gonna get away like that, okay? No, once you complete a fraud, it's not okay for you to just get away with it because you're the mom and obviously the government's gonna be on your side. No, that's not how it works, and it's not okay. It was not okay in the first place for her not to give out her where she works and how she gets paid, because her doing that, it's going to be a lot more on Michael to pay because she's obviously not working and can't give the baby a financial stable life. All right, so, and keep in mind, okay, this is another thing. She comes off of a family, a mother who smokes, drinks, and the house is filled with smoke, okay? And so many kids are living in that house. So many kids that wouldn't you think that the baby would be, I don't know, I just don't think he would be stable in that house with the smell, especially the smell, the rowdiness, and the, just in general, the environment in the house. I don't think that's stable enough for a baby, but that's just me. She does that fraud, but then, you know, Michael's obviously furious about that because, you know, he's constantly being griped at by the office on why he needs to pay this amount of money while she's over here, what, living life, not having to worry about driving all the way down there just for a 10-minute conversation with the office, okay? So that comes around, and we're going to fast forward, to the present, okay? The present, which actually, let me backtrack, I'm sorry. So while this whole situation is going on, she sends Michael very inappropriate photos, okay? Very inappropriate photos via text message. And while they're obviously not on good terms. And why would she do that? Just tell me, why would she do that when she's telling Michael that he's not a good person, that he needs to see the kid, and da da da, okay? And Michael obviously responds with saying, why would you send that, okay? So Michael would never respond to her text messages because she's crazy and she can never agree on something. They will never work something out because of her, because she's that crazy and will not come to an agreement. She just doesn't work, honestly. And so Michael says, why would you send that? And her being a psycho as she is, responds back with, what do you mean? What did I send? As if she had no idea what she had just sent. Like, who doesn't remember what they just sent? Images of what they just sent to the person. Okay? So that's that. That's just another reason why she's crazy. I'm sorry, there's just so many reasons, and I just don't want to pour them all out right there. I will make a part two to this podcast if I get some feedback on if I explained good, because I honestly am a really bad person explained, but I just wanted people out there to know this huge story. True. Giving out details specifically, okay? Not just trying to make one person seem like the other bad person, because obviously people have their own flaws and one isn't perfect. So I will make a part two. Just be sure to be updated. I will make one when I have more people telling me if this was a good podcast, okay? Obviously, the story is not my story. I'm just telling off a hypothetical situation. So I don't want anyone telling me why I'm saying this stuff when it's, if they think it's towards them, okay, I can't help that. If you put yourself in that situation, that's you, not me. So please don't come at me with saying that I'm exposing some people, because I'm obviously not using real identity. I'm using a fake situation. This is a fiction story. If you want to say that it's real, that's up to you, not me, once again. So I will make a part two, and that is the end of this podcast. And I'm very sorry for making this very long, but it's just, I can't make this whole thing, you know, so short when it's really a lot. So the next podcast, I will try and be more specific with details and try and explain things a lot more better, because this is my first podcast, so don't really know how to work this thing. But yes, I will make another one, and this was just the beginning of my podcast, because I'm honestly not done with this at all. There's a lot more, and I will see you guys on my next podcast. So thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.